Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
Most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
I just came here to help you rate it.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Program. Hi, everybody. This is Felger and Mazz in the times of coronavirus. If you watch on the NBC Sports Boston simulcast, I'm going to drive you nuts with the wiping down. But
it's the most thorough wipe down I've ever seen, and that's saying something.
I mean, if ever we needed a... I'm all set. If ever we needed a... unless you want me to have it. If ever we needed like a real five-minute stop set in between shows, like now would be the time. But if you just jam in 90 seconds later, then you're going to listen to that full song, and I'm going to wipe down.
I don't blame you.
So that's what's going to happen. I mean, we could all, you know, come to our senses and just give us a nice five-minute break to wipe down, set up, take our time. But nope, if we're going to do that, then you're going to listen to the full song.
It's the way we've always done it here at the Sports Up. Show and show.
That's
show
right.
Show and show. Show starts.
Stupid.
Show and show.
It's good for continuity. Keeps people listening between shows.
Okay, thank you, Jimmy. Reentry Monday is presented by East Boston Savings Bank. Felger Mazz is presented by DraftKings here again on a Reentry Monday. Big Jim Murray alongside Matt McCarthy from our update studio. So we're going to hit on everything from the weekend. Do want to get to the Bruins on Saturday. Do want to get to the Celtics over the weekend last night. You want to hit on the coronavirus and what that's going to do to sports and shutting down games and all that. You can do that if you want. But I think we start with Brady Watch and the developments from the weekend, and that's where I'd like to start. And to me, the biggest thing, stand by, that I read over the weekend was from Field Yates, who hasn't done a ton of reporting on this story from ESPN, but he decides to weigh in. I don't know. When was this tweet? When did it come out? Do you know?
I don't know, actually.
Yesterday, I believe.
Because I just saw it.
17 hours ago.
Thank you. Yesterday. So I saw it reprinted on NBC Sports Boston. Field Yates is a former, well, he used to work for the Patriots.
Right.
He's buddies with Steve Belichick. So I think he went to college with Steve Belichick. Is that right?
That I can't speak to, but I do know that when there's moves made, he's usually the first one to tweet about it. Like any kind of like intermediary or a minor move, or if there's someone they pick up, it's always like Field Yates first with, you know.
He's a Patriots guy.
Yeah.
And he's tight with the Belichick kids. I think he went to college with one of them. He worked for the damn team. Okay, so this is coming from the team side.
He's plugged in.
And I say that without any malice. Well, he's plugged in on the team side. And I just think that bears noting because I give the report and the tweet full credence because of that. that if he's not going to get steered in the wrong direction because of his connections with the team. Field Yates reported over the weekend, many have wondered when the Patriots will make their offer to retain Brady, something that they did in August already. In essence, the next step is Brady conveying what he wants in a new deal from the Patriots, not the other way around, as the team has previously presented him an offer. But Brady wanted to test the market, which he now has the chance to do. The chance for Brady to return to New England is, of course, possible. But an important step in that process is an understanding for the team of what Brady is seeking in a new deal. So the key there is, long story short, the Patriots are waiting for Brady to make an offer. Say what?
Yeah, that's about as insulting as it gets.
And say what?
It's not like New Orleans did this with Drew Brees. They made their intentions known early, and of course they didn't know the number or whatever, but they wanted him back, and Brees wanted to be back there, so they got it done. And so was Bill waiting on Stephon Gilmore to make his move a few years ago when he signed him in free agency? Nope, that got done as soon as free agency opened up that year. He targeted the guy that he wanted, he went and he got him, and he got the deal done. This further speaks, I think, to what Maz has said all along in terms of how Bill Belichick feels about this. He's done. He's ready to move on from Tom Brady. They're putting it in his lap so then if and when he doesn't come back, he looks like the bad guy.
They're waiting for Brady to make an offer?
It's ridiculous.
They're waiting for Brady to make an offer. That's because we've already made ours. Because we made ours last August, Tom. Could you be a bigger ball buster?
Right.
Holy moly, that's what they're waiting for? You make us an offer? So the outrage you're hearing is the outrage I think Brady would be expressing, because I'm okay with the team moving on from him. So I'm sort of putting this, even though I'm rooting for the team to move on from him, I can't help but take the side in the player in these things. I always have. Back when I covered the thing, Deion Branch, Adam Vinatieri, you name it.
Oh, because the teams consistently, no matter what team it is, they always try to paint the player as greedy or looking for too much.
I hate it. And then the Bobo media circles the wagons on the team. And now this one's different because Brady's got his Bobo media too. So he's well represented. But I just instinctively, like, my back gets up and I take the side of the player. Always, even though I don't want them to pay him. You know what I mean? So this is sort of ironical, I guess not consistent, but I'm just telling you, like, my instinct. My instinct is like, wow, you're waiting for Brady to make the move? Oh, Tom, we already made our offer. What are you talking about?
And if I heard that, I would tell them to F off.
Tom, last August. You mean the one I told you to shove down your throat?
Right.
And the one that I said it was so bad that I want my freedom next year? That one? That one's, yeah. We've already made an offer, Tom. Where's yours? Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
He should be pissed off if that's the tack that they're taking. You know, and again, it just, to me, if this is how it is playing out, that he is going to go somewhere else, even if he doesn't really even want to. How can you come back after that when what you're looking for is respect, to be treated better?
Right.
Is this the team treating Tom Brady better?
Right.
Waiting on you. We're waiting on you, Tom. What do you think? Huh? What? No. It's up to you to make the offer. I'm the free agent for the first time in my career.
Oh, my God, that is. And now there's two things about this, too. And none of it points to him coming back. I mean, so, again, that's just the indication. That doesn't mean what's going to happen. No one knows what's going to happen in this thing, and that's the beauty of it. But this is my read on it, that if they want Brady to make the first move, you know, whoever makes the first move in any negotiation – either asks for too much or offers too little, because you start in one spot and then, you know, edge your way towards the middle.
That's just the term negotiation.
That's the way it works. So your first ask is always a little unreasonable, and a team's first offer is always a little unreasonable. That's just the way it goes. Then you both, if you want to make it work, you both creep to the middle. So if Brady actually does that, if he goes first, you know he's going to ask for too much, because he should ask for too much. That's the way negotiations start. But I can just then see the team doing this. Well, he wants $30 million a year. That's too much. We can't do it. And then they blame him.
Yeah.
They blame him. He's asking for too much. That's the easiest way to get Brady to, to look bad. Oh, he's asking for 2 years, $60 million guaranteed.
It's unreasonable.
We can't do it. It's unreasonable. Right? And so if I'm Brady, I tell him to F off. Like, I'm almost half surprised he hasn't said, forget about it. And he releases a statement saying, I've enjoyed my time in New England, but I'm looking for bigger things. And like, goodbye. See you. I'm not going first. Brady, if Brady goes first, give me a break. And then what? They're trying to back him into going first so they can make him look like the bad guy? You're asking for what, Tom? That's irresponsible. We can't do that. Oh, my God.
And that's absolutely what the reaction would be, too, or at least that's what the team would put out there through certain media members.
I'm telling you, I don't want them to sign him, and I'm on his side. I don't know how, but I just, because instinctively I get, when the teams get up to their tricks, it gets my back up, Murray. It gets my back up. They're waiting for him. What? Since when do free agents make the first offer?
Right.
You're the free agent.
It's not how it works.
That's the whole point. Yeah. You're supposed to, like, and just think how this was framed. Like, there was so much reporting on Brady wants to hear what the Patriots have to say. They're going to have to pitch him. They're going to have to, you know, tell them, you know, what they can do for him and what the team's going to look like. And then it comes out from Field Yates, the Belichick guy. No, actually, we're waiting for you. We gave you our offer.
That he has to come helmet in hand and say, oh, please, I'll take a pittance bill. Please bring me back. He's at a point. I get the age. Like, and this, he's, you know, whatever this last deal is going to be his last deal. He shouldn't have to be put in that position. No player should. You're the free agent. You get to shake your ass at the teams, and the teams come after you.
We gave you our offer. Oh.
It's insulting.
Oh. Oh. And there's still a chance he comes back? You're still going to take that, Tom.
He can't come
Brady's
back.
Brady's still taking this? Are you still taking this? I mean, seriously. You bitch for 2 years about the way you're treated and how you want it to be different. And now you get to this point and they say, no, we're waiting for you. We gave you our offer and you're going to stick around and take it again.
He can't do it. He can't. He'll be miserable. He'll be absolutely miserable.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. How is this thing not over already? How is the thing not over already? We made you our offer, Tom.
So maybe it really boils down to what started to break last week, and is that the market really isn't as strong as been previously reported for them, and they know.
Many have wondered when the Patriots will make their offer to retain Brady, something they did already in August. We've made our offer. Ay, ay, ay.
That crap deal.
So, again, it's a PR thing where no one wants to take the blame. Brady doesn't want to quit, and they don't want to fire him. So the thing I just said, I'm surprised Brady hasn't released a statement yet. I'm actually not surprised, because then that would look like he's walking away.
Right.
You know, he and their camp are going to paint the Patriots as they didn't want us. And the team's going to paint Brady as, well, he didn't want to stay. And so they're angling on this. But, I mean, you tell me, what's a greater truth? Brady wants to leave or Bill doesn't want him?
Oh, Bill doesn't want him.
If Bill says, I already made my offer, how could you possibly say that the team wants Brady more than Brady wants to stay?
Well, this information speaks to the other thing we also heard last week, is that phone call didn't go all that well.
Oh, my God, because maybe Bill said, yeah, we're not. We've made our offer.
You know what the money is. Take it or leave it.
Tom's like, excuse me? What do you mean you made? Yeah, August, Tom. You mean the one I told you to shove up your rectum? And if I'm going to stick around, you're going to have to take the franchise tag off of me and all of that? That off? Yeah. Well, that was our last offer. Now it's your turn. What do you want? Oh, really? Really? I mean, okay, so I'm not surprised there's not a statement. No one wants to take the blame. But in his heart and in his mind, I am surprised if Tom Brady's not already gone. Gone. So that to me was the most striking thing and most striking reporting on the Brady thing from over the weekend. But there's a lot more. There's a lot more to pick through. So we'll start with that. You want to weigh in on anything on a reentry Monday? By all means, you can join us at 617-779-0985.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy, make your first bet an automatic win, with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Throw some, Felger. How about a mea culpa? You are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay him.
A 98.5 to Sports Hub.
I think Tom Brady does not know at this moment where he'll be spending the 2020 season. I think he's completely open-minded to the process. And I think we could look at a group of teams that is expected to have some level of interest in Tom Brady. It would include the Chargers, the Buccaneers. Those would be two of the teams, potentially the Titans, potentially the Raiders. We have to see which of these teams steps forward here once they're allowed to speak to Tom Brady. Now, look, Greeny, that's a week from today. You have to figure, at some point between now and then, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are going to have a real, meaningful, significant conversation in which they figure out once and for all whether Tom Brady's going to stay in New England or whether he's going to take one of these other offers from one of these other teams that's interested. Right? There has to be some sort of clarity before he heads into free agency. And again, we haven't gotten any clarity between Tom Brady and the Patriots until now. They're not any closer to a deal. We're a week away, but deadlines spur sides to talk, and you'd have to think at some point there will be conversation in the next week where both sides figure out once and for all whether they can make it work or whether they're going to move on.
Adam Schefter says they're not any closer to a deal. Not any closer to a deal, Murray. McCarthy's one of these scared millennials. Can't even think of life as a Patriots fan without Tom Brady.
Oh, you should have bring it up to me.
Him and McBone yesterday. It was like the paranoid crew over here. Like, oh no, we can't have Brady go. No, it's unfathomable.
You mean the Patriots are gonna without Tom Brady? There is no Patriots without Tom Brady. The millennials, they have no idea.
Life goes on.
They have no idea.
Here's the problem.
Life existed before and it will exist after McTakey.
Life doesn't go on because there is no life if Andy Dalton is your quarterback. I'm okay with moving on from Tom Brady if you have a viable alternative. You have no viable alternative. If you're talking about Marcus Mariota or Andy Dalton or Jarrett Stidham, that is not a viable alternative. Bring Tom Brady back. It's not that hard. Really.
And I get that the both of you are Brady Bobos, and I am too.
Card-carrying member. Proud member.
Do you want to see him be as miserable as he was last year? Because it's going to be the same thing, if not worse.
Makes me happy, so yeah, he can be as miserable as he wants.
Not getting off to a good start, though. Oh, they call for that. They have that all-important phone call, that meeting, Belichick and Brady. And Brady says, all right, what do you got? And Bill says, what do you mean? What do you got? We made our offer.
Last August.
Excuse me?
Click.
We've made our offer?
That's how the call should have ended.
Ay vey. So, all right. So for the millennials, you say Dalton, Mariota, those guys won't appease you. How about Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yes. Yes, he would.
Okay, so this is when Maz put out that poll and other people have done it. It's like, would Jimmy Garoppolo, if you lose Brady but come back with Garoppolo, would that appease you? Would that mitigate the damage? And like almost 70% said yes. You're one of those 70.
I am, because Jimmy Garoppolo at least is a starting quarterback in the National Football League. Marcus Mariota is not. Jarrett Stidham is not, as of right now. Jimmy Garoppolo is. So if you move on from Tom Brady, but also get somebody that you can build around for the next 4 or 5 years, isn't that the point in moving on from Tom Brady? I thought that was the reason why you would move on from him, so you can build for the future. Jimmy Garoppolo actually allows you to build for the future. There is no future if Andy Dalton is your quarterback.
How come you don't give that chance to Stidham?
Because I don't think he's ready yet.
Have you read the reporting on Stidham the last couple days?
Right. Would the Patriots want to push this Jarrett Stidham thing on you? I don't buy it.
Wait a minute. You think the Patriots are pushing it? No, it's just the Brady side doing the leaking. Haven't you read all these guys? Just the Brady side leaking. The team's not doing anything. No. You mean, hold on.
That's coming from Bill, though, McTakey. So if when you believe
Jeff
in Bill.
Hold on. When Jeff Howe reports Stidham's quarterback coach and says, I think he's a star, you don't. Could that possibly be the team?
Oh, no, really?
No.
Wait, you mean they have an agenda, Mike?
No, really? The quarterback says he can already spin it as good as anybody in the league? Because he can spin it as good as anybody in the league. That's Jarrett Stidham. And then Tom Keegan in the Herald today follows up. Upside of Stid the Kid. Handing reins over to Stidham provides Pat's financial flexibility. Huh? I don't know if Bill could even written that better himself. I don't mean to dump on Keegan, but again, you don't think that helps the team? You don't think there's games being played here?
Of course there are games being played here. 1,000%. Here's the thing. If you say Jarrett Stidham is your quarterback of the future, that's fine. He can be the quarterback of the future 2 years from now. Resign Brady, 2 year deal, then turn it over to Stidham 2 years from now. Repeat what you tried to do with Garoppolo, what Bill tried to do before Robert intervened and said, nah, you're not moving on from Tom Brady. He's not ready now. The best approach for the Patriots for now and for 2021 and for the future is to have Tom Brady here for at least the next 2 years, have somebody sit behind him, and then it's either Jarrett Stidham in year four or somebody you draft.
Okay. And if not that, you'll take Garoppolo.
Yes.
Okay. This is still on the table, in my opinion. I'll tell you a couple reasons why. I do put stock in the fact the Niners have yet to shoot it down. And then you have this I think posted during our show Friday, Murray, in The Athletic. Mike Lombardi.
Yeah, it did, yeah. Gasper and I talked about this on Saturday.
Chief Belichick Bobo. Like, you go to the Belichick Bobo crew, Mike Lombardi, I think, is right there at the top of it. Mike Lombardi writes for The Athletic now. Mike Lombardi writes, why Brady to Niners may actually make sense. And then he writes this big, long takeout piece on why Brady to the Niners makes sense. Mike Lombardi's done this before. Mike Lombardi, I remember because I was, you know, right in the middle of it and, you know, followed it so closely. Back when Randy Moss was pulling his crap here, Mike Lombardi wrote, while I was, you know, saying get rid of this bum, Mike Lombardi wrote that Deion Branch is a better fit for the Patriots system than Randy Moss. He wrote that, and then the next thing you know, they trade Randy Moss and trade for Deion Branch. Mike Lombardi also famously last year dumped all over DK Metcalf and pumped up N'Keal Harry. Yep. And the next thing you know, the Patriots pass on DK Metcalf and draft N'Keal Harry.
Jamie Collins freelancing, that was Mike Lombardi.
That was another good one. Another good one. So Lombardi worked for Bill here. He was in the front office for a couple of years here. He is a longtime Belichick Bobo.
And also in this article, he goes after Garoppolo on some of his bad habits and bad play, which makes it sound like, oh, well, the Niners would be smart to move on from Garoppolo, so making him available so Bill can get him back.
Lombardi writes, why Brady to the Niners may actually make sense. Going home might be the best place for him, meaning Brady, writes Mike Lombardi. To understand why the 49ers might have an interest in Brady, you first need to understand how Garoppolo became their full-time starter. And then he goes into the history of it, which is really interesting. Shanahan took the job as head coach in 2017 and was given complete authority. Make no mistake about this, writes Lombardi. Shanahan has in his contract complete and total authority to do whatever he wants on the roster, even though John Lynch has the general manager title. Now, I'd never read that anywhere else.
I didn't know that either.
So Shanahan's actually the GM there. So John Lynch's word doesn't really mean anything. Shanahan has the final say. And Shanahan, when he took the job, wanted Kirk Cousins. And now we've heard this, but Lombardi gives us more detail on it. Shanahan wanted Cousins all along, and Garoppolo was merely there as an asset. Lombardi writes that Shanahan originally wanted Kirk Cousins to become his starter, even though he was playing in Washington. Shanahan signed journeyman quarterback Brian Hoyer to allow himself some time to repair the team before Cousins arrived. During Shanahan's first draft with the 49ers in 2017, he passed on the quarterbacks. He passed on Mahomes. He passed on Watson. He passed on Trubisky. Admitting later, he never gave them a full evaluation because he knew he was going to sign Cousins. So think of that. The Niners have that high pick in 2017 with all those quarterbacks. And they're sitting there with Brian Hoyer. And they don't even look at him because I'm getting Kirk Cousins. Can you imagine that?
Yeah,
holding out for
being,
Kirk Cousins?
That's the player you're obsessed with.
Holy crap. He didn't
pass on Mahomes for Kirk Cousins.
Didn't even look at the quarterbacks, but that's how wedded he was to Kirk Cousins. And that's all because Shanahan and Cousins have this close relationship fueled by how Shanahan handpicked Cousins for his father Mike's offense with the Redskins.
Right.
When the Redskins ran out of options to re-sign Cousins, it seemed inevitable he would land in San Francisco until Jimmy Garoppolo arrived. So out of nowhere, the Niners are sitting here waiting for Kirk Cousins, and Bill calls him for Jimmy Garoppolo in 2017.
And the deal's so good that they can't say no to it.
They can't say no. And Garoppolo was never in Shanahan's master plan, writes Lombardi. Even after making the trade with the Patriots, he thought he was still going to sign Cousins when he hit free agency in 2018. All Jimmy G provided at the time of the trade was an asset, a quality player who was in demand throughout the NFL. The 49ers believed that after making the initial trade that they could then flip Jimmy Garoppolo for a higher pick. This is one of the reasons they made that midseason deal. They had a chance to add more assets to the portfolio. Nothing more, nothing less. But then something happened. Garoppolo started winning and winning and winning and winning. And so now here they are, quote unquote, not really stuck with Garoppolo because their his contract structure where they can get out of it.
But that's truly not Kyle Shanahan's guy and never was.
But Mike Lombardi, who has forecasted some of these moves before in the past, and again, has Belichick's ear and, you know, like, so Yates, Lombardi, like these guys I listen to for the Patriots side of it. When Mike Lombardi writes, I'm like, oh, really?
Because this is the scenario, Mike, where everyone wins. Look, listen to what Mike Takey just said. Well, you know, if Garoppolo was the heir, you know, the guy that actually takes over, I could live with that. I think most Patriots fans feel that way based on the poll we put out a week ago. It seems to look that way. And Bill comes out smelling like roses. Like, well, Tom ultimately wanted to go to the Niners. They offered him a lot of money, and I got Garoppolo back. Everyone's happy. Everyone wins.
Then Peter King follows up this morning. One of his things, I think that was an enlightening and smart column by Mike Lombardi. Wow.
I feel enlightened.
I think that was an enlightening and smart column by Mike Lombardi of The Athletic about Brady and Shanahan and whether the 49ers might actually try to sign him. King writes, the temptation is to give this zero credence. But I don't, because all the Niners would have to say is Jimmy Garoppolo is our quarterback now and for the future, and we will not be making a change. But they haven't said that. They haven't said it. I agree. They could end it so easily. They haven't. It's been 6 days, 5 days, however long this has been. One quick tweet is all it takes, and they won't do it. He writes that there is no offensive mind in the NFL more confident in himself and his offense, and rightfully so, than Shanahan. Whereas I would say, why take Brady for a year or two instead of Garoppolo for the next 10? Shanahan might say, give me Brady and I'll worry about next year, next year. That's what I said last. If Shanahan's offense is so ready-made for the quarterback, and he's such a master at putting these quarterbacks in the best position, then why would he be afraid about starting over in 2 years?
He shouldn't be. That team is stacked. They were ahead of it this year. No one expected them to go to the Super Bowl. Like, they thought they'd be improved, but the run that they went on.
So I think Brady to the Niners. Now, Lombardi writes nothing about Garoppolo back here, and King says nothing about...
No, but he downplays how he had played, yeah. I think, to, you know, yeah, grease the skids to get him back here. Some of the things that stood out to me, I could imagine Shanahan telling people in the organization that either Nick Mullins or C.J. Beathard could do what Garoppolo does. Maybe not as good, but close enough. It's like Gasper wrote that.
Yeah, no, but...
You downplay Garoppolo and how he plays with the Niners, so it makes it more palatable for the Niners to move on from.
Okay, there it is. Lombardi's on board. Got to pay attention to that. All right, so there's more on the Brady watch. Your thoughts on that? I'll give you a Bruins minute as well off of that incredible night on Saturday. First, McCarthy with an update here on a reentry Monday.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Fox Sports.
Felger and Mazz.
Best afternoon show in America.
Mike Felger.
Felger's a smart aleck.
Tony Maserati.
You know your baseball.
Felger and Mazz.
You guys do a great show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
And this game has gone final. The Tampa Bay Lightning win the last installment against the Boston Bruins 5-3 tonight. So the Bruins lead in the Atlantic Division, trimmed for the time being to 7 points. And we'll see if these two teams have another matchup sometime during the spring.
The final call, quick Bruins minute. How'd you enjoy Saturday night, Murray?
I mean, the product was amazing, and I, like everybody else, I'm now clamoring for that to be the second round series. I mean, it was awesome, and it made you want to get out of your seat and strangle someone, specifically that Anthony Cirelli, who's a puke for the Lightning. If you didn't know his name now, then you now know it, and that kid's going to have a target on his back if and when they do have that second round series. But I'm sorry, I still come away being frustrated with Tuukka Rask, and as well as the Bruins played in that first period. To give up those two shorthanded goals, the second one specifically, it's inexcusable. You have to stop one of those. You have to. And Pastrnak was a mess on both of those, and if you want to put the blame on him for helping give those up, fine. But the second one and how it went through his body is inexcusable. And that, people, is why, at the end of the day, in a game of that magnitude, I can't, won't, will never trust Tuukka Rask in a big moment.
So Rask is your takeaway? McCarthy, is that right? Is that your takeaway?
1,000%. In a game like that,
you guys are tough.
That was a prototypical big game Tuukka Rask performance. It came down to this, and there was a ton of stuff that happened in that game, Mike. But in the end, Vasilevsky greater than Rask. That's what that game came down to. And given that there's very little to separate those two teams when it comes to talent on paper, when you get into that playoff series, Tuukka Rask is going to have to be better than Vasilevsky. And he wasn't the other night. That's what it came down to.
Should they do anything about it?
No.
Would you do anything about it?
No, he's still your best goalie.
This is it. You ride or die with this guy. Yeah. But, again, come say game seven of that series, second round against Tampa. If he's to have a performance like that, you can't be surprised because there is an inherent gutlessness inside of Tuukka Rask. I make no apologies for saying that because that's how I feel about him.
Okay, so my prediction, just because Stewart demands him, is that Rask wins game seven this year if you get him there. Okay? He's going to win it this year. He's going to come through this year. Providing you don't get rubbed out in five games by the Lightning in the second round. You know what I mean?
What's happened to you? You're like Chief Tuukka Rask hater.
No, well, I'm not. I'm a fact guy. So this is what I get frustrated with, is the babies on the beat and the Bruins baby writers, a DJ, buddy. Like these guys, like you two are totally within your right to not trust Tuukka Rask. Like that is a reasonable take. I'm not going to fight you on that, as the Bruins guys would, though. The Bruins are like, what do you mean? He's the best goalie in the league. No. You have all the right in the world to doubt Tuukka Rask. I'm just also a believer. The older I get, the more I see guys break through, and I just think every dog has his day, and ultimately you break through, and I've just seen that enough to say that, you know, Rask is sort of a prime candidate for that. That, you know, he's going to be the next guy that has his day, just because it just tends to work that way. But you doubting him? You're totally within your rights. How could you trust him? I don't blame you one bit.
I mean, on that second one, the second shorty. And again, I've never seen that in my life. Two shorthanded goals for the same power play that I saw after
within
the game.
Like 30 seconds.
It hadn't happened since like the 60s.
Since Bobby Orr.
Yeah. But, I mean, that second one, it wasn't even anger. It was like, oh, of course. You effing a-hole. You've got to be kidding me.
So, again, I'm just guessing this year he's going to come through. But that's not based on anything he's done in the past.
There were other guys that drove me nuts, by the way, in this game. I thought Krejci sucked. Mm-hmm.
But hold on. Let's just stick on that. There's just nothing that. But you agree, even though you're the Tuukka Rask doubters, that you don't do anything about it.
Of course not. No.
Nope. So I mean, this is it. He's the best goalie in the league. He's going to win the Vezina Trophy. You don't bench the Vezina guy.
Nope.
You got to go with him.
Ride or die with Tuukka Rask.
Okay.
But I just don't. Can't. Will never. Trust him in a game seven big moment, and I thought Saturday was a big moment, and he puked all over himself.
Okay, so, you know, my thing, I don't know if I'd classify my thing as trust. I don't think I'm like a trusting Tuukka Rask, like I think he's turned some sort of corner or something, but again, no, it's simply, if Sergio Garcia can win a major, then Tuukka Rask can win a game seven. You know what I mean?
It's just, like you're gambling. You're gambling on the guy, and you think that 40 is going to come through.
It's
putting all your money on 40.
It's along those lines. And I feel like the whole team is due for that, by the way. I feel the whole team is due for that. And
it's like you didn't live the Bruins experience growing up. It's amazing.
Well, I most absolutely did live the Bruins experience. I most absolutely did. I know. Oh, no. And usually I'm fatalistic about him. This year I feel better about him. And last night was another indication of it. So there's good news, bad news from the way that whole game went. What a fabulous, fun, rollicking,
brawling. What a great night. That was fun. Wasn't that the balls?
Good.
That was the blast. Oh, that was great. And in the Bruins' cup years and their deep run years, in the regular season, they tend to have a game like that. They had a couple with the Stars, the Dallas Stars, back in that era. They had a couple with Montreal. So, like, there's a game or two in the regular season where it's sort of a yard sale game where you say, oh, that's what they are. They fight for each other. They stand up for each other. Everyone's willing to drop the gloves. Line brawls, mm-hmm. first line, fourth line. Everyone's willing to do it. Everyone's sticking up for each other. Like, great night. That was one of those nights for the Bruins. That's the good news. You know what the bad news is? It was that night for the Lightning, too. Don't forget that.
Right.
Of the teams that needed to show they had that in them, the Lightning needed to do it more. The Lightning are the team that's been lacking that for all their talent and all their success. They're the team that you wonder, do you fight for each other? Do you stand up in the big moment? Do you have the toughness? Do you have that edge? Do you have that thing? And so while the Bruins showed they had it on Saturday night, which is great, I loved it. Like the rest of you, I had my, you know, pants off night of hockey. It was great. A Lightning fan should feel even better about it because their team needed to prove it even more.
Yeah, I think the conduit to that whole thing is Pat Maroon, like who was with the Blues last year, knows, you know, he's talked confidently about how the Blues played against the Bruins last year in the Stanley Cup final. Like that guy, the Lightning never had a guy like that. I think he's the impetus behind that whole change.
So all their moves, good now, Maroon, like all those guys. So that mean they were all in the middle of it, and they've been in the middle of it. They've made him tougher. So those moves down there, those are smart moves because they've toughened that team up. And as good as you want to feel about the Bruins, the way they stood up to everything on Saturday night, if you're a Lightning fan, you feel the exact same way, if not better, because the Lightning weren't that. And so if you get into a series now and the Bruins, you know, you would say going into the thing, the Bruins had the edge and toughness and edge and all that thing, you'd say now maybe Tampa's caught up to you on that. I think you've caught up to him skill-wise. Without Stamkos?
For sure. Absolutely.
Without Stamkos, you might be, I mean, you've outplayed him those two games. On balance, I mean, you take away, if Saturday was fluky, the two shorties inside of a minute in the first period.
The Bruins were the better team in the first period.
Yeah. I mean, outside of that, they were the better team for that 60 minutes. They're the better team for the 60 minutes down in Tampa. So I think up and down the ice, skill-wise, like, you know, game on. So you've sort of caught up to him, but maybe they've caught up to you in the other thing, too. Which, boy, was that a good night on Saturday. That was great.
You shouldn't be afraid of them. You should want that as the second round series, just for the sheer entertainment value of it.
Okay, so there's your Bruins minute. I promise you're all lined up on Brady, and this will get to you right after these words.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. MA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
Kasha fishes the puck past Hedman. Holmley gets his head taken off by Goodrow. That was a head hit. He picked the head, and we'll see what happens here.
Wagner with a big right that missed. Goodrow with a right that missed. Goodrow right. Wagner looking for a right. They tie up. Goodrow with a body shot. Wagner a couple right hands. Wagner right. Wagner right. Wagner another right hand. Goodrow trying to
just went after Chara. Here they go.
Oh, Chara just got crushed into the deck by Cirelli from behind.
Cirelli's going to get something coming to him here.
It's a free-for-all out at center ice.
Cirelli just grabbed Cirelli, just threw him to the ice, and they're going to go for it. Oh, that's Killorn. Who's got Cirelli?
I think that's Coyle. McAvoy down.
Now they drop the gloves.
Cirelli manhandles Killorn. You take your Harvard degree and take it to the hospital. And Chara's squaring off with Maroon, saying, do you want to see the afterlife? I'll take you there.
Well, now you got an altercation near side as Crew drops the gloves with Stevens. He's firing right hands. Moore has
Bergeron's
Johnson.
Bergeron's locked up with Goudreau. Goudreau won't let it in.
And Bergeron just popped him with a left.
That was good times on Saturday. But the bad news is, it's good for the Lightning, too.
I hadn't heard the call on our end of the radio as I watched it, but like McCarthy was just saying when we were listening to that, Bob Beers was ready to get out of his chair, strangle Cirelli.
Well, that cross-check to Chara when he's locked up in the room is dirty.
Rat crap.
Yes. So pummel him. And that's what they did all night. It was great. Okay, Bruins thoughts, Brady watch thoughts, more reporting from over the weekend I want to pick apart as we go forward. It's a re-entry Monday.
Before we move on to the Bruins, because, you know, I like picking your brain about hockey. Has the play of Krejci bothered you since?
I mean, I think he's been down for like 2 years. I didn't notice anything more down.
Would you switch things up at the second line right now?
I'd
put Coyle on the second line as a center.
I think they're using Coyle as a second line center to begin with. I mean, I don't know how, you know, the order that he rolls it, but if you looked at the minutes, power play time, penalty kill time, Coyle's a bigger factor than Krejci. And so, I mean, what I would consider is giving him better players, second line, third line doesn't matter. I just play Coyle more. I think Coyle's been better than Krejci for 2 years.
Yeah.
So I've been talking about that a lot. And so to me, that's your second line center. Krejci to me did not stand out in that game. Maybe I didn't watch it closely enough. I mean, he didn't stand out in terms of the suck.
Oh, that turnover at the end of the game, though, on the empty netter was
empty
brutal.
Net with a minute.
Oh,
but,
I mean, my God,
opportunities early to put the puck in the net. He's been frustrating me lately.
I think the last couple of years he's fallen off. I mean, I think it's par for the course with him. All right, to your phones as promised. Reentry Monday presented by East Boston Savings Bank. Brian in Manchester. Hi, Brian.
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Good. What do you got?
All right, so I am unfortunately labeled as a millennial. That's how they labeled me. I've got the fortune of enjoying watching Tom Brady win his first Super Bowl in 11. It's tough. I am a diehard Brady fan. I've already told my girlfriend we'll be buying the NFL ticket next year when he's on a different team because I have to watch Brady. But I am a Patriots fan. That being said, do we honestly think that Stidham, and I'm asking you guys, you know, more than I do. I've only seen the preseason, but is he a bad choice? He's young. He really hasn't had a chance to prove himself. I mean, is it really bad to stick with him, ignore the guys of Andy Dalton, Matthew Stafford?
Brian, let me tell you how I feel about that. I think the best result is if Stidham's ready, because then you can go cheap at the position. You can reset the position. He's someone totally molded by Bill Belichick, and to me, that's the best course of action.
I'd prefer the unknown rather than the retread. In other words, I would rather go with Stidham, and if, you know, he is what he's being pumped up as recently, and he was during the preseason, I'd rather them go with Stidham going forward and hopefully he's the next guy, rather than someone like Andy Dalton.
Well, to me, Murray, yes, and I agree, but he has to be ready. He has to be ready-ish. He has to be close to being ready in that, you know, maybe he isn't ready week one, but by week eight, they've got him up to speed, and you've got a real NFL quarterback. I have no interest in playing someone who's not ready to play and going 4-12.
So if he needs more seasoning and you got to bring in a veteran, then, you know, do it on the cheap and have it be someone like Matt Moore or something like that. Don't overpay for one of these guys that ultimately is going to suck.
But, you know, I mean, Keegan lays out the in the Herald, again, there's a little bit of a, and I'm not, you know, telling you Keegan's on the dole or anything. I'm just telling you it feels like there's a little bit of a Stidham campaign out there. And, you know, here you go in the Herald. You know, Keegan lays out the fact of the matter, and that is, if you know, because of that cap charge that the Patriots are going to blame at $13.5 million, in other words, giving Brady a 1 year $30 million deal would take $17 million out of the offensive upgrades piggy bank. So, in other words, you can have Brady and all these crappy weapons around him, or you can start over at quarterback with Stidham and actually get a receiver and actually get a tight end and have all that money to spend.
Still, that would be such a kick in the crotch to Brady.
Oh my God! Right? Like
now that he's gone,
Diggs.
Yeah, let's spend and make moves.
But I mean, that's sort of the equation.
Yeah.
Does the money go to Brady or does it go to the players around the quarterback? Brady wants both.
I don't see how it's feasible.
And the Pats are going to say we don't have money for both. You know, even though they do. But I mean, is it smart to do that? Because to spend money to surround Brady McCarthy, you're getting older. And you're not resetting. You're not developing the roster. You're just bringing in more old, expensive guys because Tommy needs them.
Sure, that's fine. But is Jarrett Stidham ready? Yes or no? And I mean, how do we know the answer? I'm going to say no, because the only time I've seen Jarrett Stidham in a real NFL game, when he's not playing against the future UPS drivers of America and fourth string guys in the preseason, the only time I saw him in a real preseason game or in a real NFL game, he sucked. All right. Horrible pick six. How do we know this guy is ready? Your best plan is to bring Tom Brady back, build around him, and then 2 years later, if Jarrett Stidham's ready to go, you move on to him then.
I'm not calling you stupid, McCarthy.
But you kind of are.
Well, no, but I do want to say this.
Yes.
The analysis of Stidham, and people say, well, he threw that pick six, I think is so freaking stupid. It's not even funny.
So then what do we base it on?
He threw four passes and all of a sudden he can't play because one of them was a pick six?
That's my point. He's thrown four passes. How do we know if he's ready?
We
You're
don't.
Just going to hand the reins over to that guy? That's my point. You have no track record.
I don't. I'm not telling you I know. But yeah. But I'm not telling you he can't play because he threw four effing passes and one went to the other side. Like, that to me means nothing.
And you had to watch the preseason games for the job, Matt, even though you were reluctant to. And I know how much you hate preseason football, but you have to admit he did look pretty good in the preseason.
Well, yeah, no, Jacoby Myers did too, and you saw him out there against real NFL players. So, guess what? He's just a guy. I do not look at second half of preseason games and say, you know what? There's my starting quarterback right now. I'm going to move on from the greatest quarterback of all time for this kid. I need to see a little bit more. Is that too much to ask, to see a little bit more from a guy to justify moving on from the greatest quarterback of all time for him?
Bill's seen more. He's seen him every day. He sees him in the meeting room. So that's, you know, I don't mean to say like, and Bill, I trust, but I'm telling you that none of us know. So I'm not going to dock him for the pick six, and I'm not going to pump him up because of the preseason games. I mean, I think the kid throws a nice ball. I think he showed nicely in the preseason. That means very little. So that's all I have to go on. And when he got into a real game, one of the balls was pretty bad. But what does that mean? He threw four passes. Oh, he can't. As soon as he got in the game, he threw a pick six. That means he can't play. Really? Brady was 1-for-4 his when he got in as a rookie in Detroit. There wasn't a pick six, but I mean, look at Judge Brady on those four passes he threw against the Lions in the year 2000. Remember that?
Yeah, sure. You can't. It's premature.
That's stupid. That's stupid analysis. I've heard it over and over. He threw a pick six, but what does that mean? There's four passes. God. I mean, so like that, what, that means he can't play all of a sudden?
No, I'm just saying he's not ready.
That's ridiculous.
How do we have no idea if this guy is ready. And I just think if you're going to move on from Tom Brady.
That's different than saying he's not ready.
It is not unreasonable.
We have no idea if he's ready or not. That's true.
Then it is not unreasonable for me to ask for a viable alternative to Tom Brady. And I do not deem Jarrett Stidham as a viable alternative. Jimmy Garoppolo, now we're talking a little bit. Because he's an NFL quarterback. Sorry, Murray. I hate to hurt you on that. He's
a starting
quarterback in the National Football League.
But so is Marcus Mariota, or
he was. He's not a starting quarterback in the NFL. Andy Dalton, at this point, is not a starting quarterback in the NFL. If that's what we're talking about here, is it really that hard to bring Tom Brady back? I just think it's ridiculous.
Okay. A lot of things are ridiculous. We continue with your thoughts. It's a re-entry Monday presented by East Boston Savings Bank. A quick 90-second update from McCarthy, and then right back to you.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.